USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate passed a bipartisan measure curbing President Trump's military authority against Iran. The resolution represents a rare effort to restrain the president's executive authority and comes just 1 month after the United States killed a top Iranian general. The legislation now heads to the House, where it's expected to pass and go to the president's desk. President Trump is expected to veto it. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee explains why he voted yes to this bill.
I voted for this today because this is consistent with a pattern that I've established ever since I've been in the Senate over the last 9 years. I did this under President Obama, and I'll continue to do this under every president who serves in office while I'm in the Senate. We, as a Congress, need to reclaim the power to declare war.
Arctic temperatures are gripping much of the country, with temperatures 10 to 30 degrees below normal from North Dakota all the way to Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The top House Democrat is calling on Republicans to speak out about what she says is President Trump's latest abuse of power. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told reporters at the Capitol that President Trump was again abusing his power by trying to publicly influence the sentencing of his longtime ally, Roger Stone, who was found guilty of witness tampering and lying to Congress.
This is an abuse of power that the president is again trying to manipulate federal law enforcement to serve his political interests.
And Pelosi suggested that Attorney General Bill Barr is enabling President Trump, calling Barr a sad disappointment for the nation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
South Carolina police are confirming the body of a missing 6-year-old has been found. KC Public Safety Director Brian Snellgrove says searchers discovered the remains of Faye Marie Swetnick this morning. Details are not being released. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Something deep in space is sending radio signals at regular intervals. USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us it could be occurring naturally.
For the first time in history, researchers say they've picked up a radio signal from a single source in outer space that repeated at certain intervals for more than a year. And in this case, the pattern came and went roughly every 2 weeks. Collaborators from the Canadian Hydrogen Intensity Mapping Experiment and Fast Radio Burst Project said this particular signal began every 16 days from September 16th to October 30th. The origin was a galaxy 500 million light-years away. Some researchers suggest the repeating signals were caused by a source that was orbiting around a star, explaining why they would stop for a precise period of time. Scientists say they doubt the signals are from extraterrestrials. They say so far there's no detectable pattern that would suggest there's a sentient hand at play. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A retired New York cop was reportedly punched in the face at his 50th birthday party for wearing what a woman mistook as a Make America Great Again hat. Daniel Sprague, a former NYPD detective, says a woman punched him in the face at a Nashville music venue over the weekend because his hat looked like a MAGA hat. Instead, it actually read, Make 50 Great Again. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.